Are kids too clean today? One of the big new fronts in medical research is the study of the microbiome and how the galaxy of germs in our bodies keeps us healthy. More and more research shows that infants who are exposed to germs have fewer allergies. Joining me now from Detroit with the details is Christine Cole Johnson. She is an epidemiologist and chair of public health sciences at the Henry Ford Health System. She co-authored a study recently published in the journal Nature Medicine that links allergies in children to too few germs in infancy. Christine, welcome to On Point. Great to have you.
Hi, Jane. It's great to talk with you.
So our awareness of the importance of the microbiome has been growing for several years now. Feels like though we're still on the frontier of this field of medicine. What are you learning about infants, microbes, and allergies and the microbiome?
You're right. It is a brand new a field in many ways. It's just been in really not even the last decade that you can measure the microbiota, all the different bacteria and other organisms in samples like babies' stool samples, so that you can really look at this. So this is really new. There's been suggestions in the past that babies and their mothers being exposed to less than sterile environments is a good thing for the immune system, and this work is sort of diving down to figure out why that is.
So what are you finding? Why is that?
It seems that, what we're finding is that there's definitely a evolutionarily driven process, we think, that the baby's gut microbiome develops in a pattern over time. There's actually now known to be some microbes even in utero that the baby's exposed to, not too many, but during birth and then afterwards the baby gets a massive exposure to bacteria and has developed to accommodate that.
So this notion that infants who are exposed to germs have fewer allergies, what kind of germs are you talking about? Does this mean I let my kid go out in the backyard and eat dirt? I mean, what exactly do you mean?
Well, we're trying to figure that out, actually. There's been studies done since, almost the last 20 years, I'd say, that have shown that kids that grow up on farms, especially where there's livestock exposure, mostly these studies have been done in Europe, in Bavaria, but also in the U.S. there's been some studies, and also pets in the home have been shown to decrease the child's risk for allergic sensitization, for example, atopic dermatitis, asthma, and so all of these suggested also exposure to non-pasteurized milk that's used sometimes in Europe. All these kids are at lower risk for these conditions, and now the thought is that it actually is associated with certain bacteria. We're trying to figure out which ones that might be or what kind of patterns we're talking about here. This paper that we just published was looking at different patterns and found one particular pattern seemed to increase risk for these outcomes.
C-sections, you found, also have a negative impact on an infant's biome, a new baby's biome.
Yes. In fact, there's a lot of factors in the environment, also behavioral, medical, that seem to impact the baby's early gut microbiota. We have another paper, actually, that came out in Scientific Reports that looked specifically at what factors in the home or the mom's behavior change that pattern, and we found a lot of them. We studied, almost 40, and about 20-some all impacted that microbiome.
So, bottom line, going through the vaginal canal, the birth canal, and the exposure to germs in that cycle, in that event, actually is good for the baby.
That's right. Maybe that's why we have labor. Not just us, other people have shown this too, that the child who's born by C-section, especially if it's elective, it seems to have a microbiota that's more similar to the environment, more similar to the mother's skin, whereas vaginally born babies acquire a gut microbiota that's more similar to the mother's gut and vaginal microbiome.
And doctors are actually swabbing children born by C-section. What does that mean? What are you doing?
Yeah, there is a group in New York, in fact, that published a study that looked at that. It was a small group of kids where they actually did swab babies born by C-section with secretions from the mom's vagina. And, you know, that study looked like it was going in the right direction. I think a lot more work needs to be done because it was small, but, you know, it was very interesting.
Yeah. What about the Swedish studies about dishwashers causing allergies?
Oh, yeah. Yes. There's interesting studies coming out of Scandinavia. They always do great epidemiology there. They have shown that homes that have dishwashers, which are, you know, perfectly designed to sterilize eating utensils, those kids had more allergy and asthma than the kids where their moms and dads washed the plates by hand.
Mm-hmm.
There's also another study where they looked at pacifiers, and they looked, apparently a lot of people, I guess I did it too, the pacifier would drop on the ground,
yeah,
and the mom would stick it in her mouth to clean it and then give it back to baby. The moms that did that, their kids had less asthma.
Hmm. Tell us about the Amish kids that you studied.
Yes. That study's actually out of this country. It was in New England Journal recently, showing that the actual environmental microbiota is different in Amish kids versus Hutterite children. Hutterites are also similar in many respects to Amish folks. They have a pretty close community, but they're more modern in their farming. And so their microbiota environment was more similar to the normal environment than the Amish one. Mm. And it seemed that the Amish children, there's less prevalence of asthma.
Mm. What about all the sterilization that we use, the hand sanitizers, the wipes? What did you find with regard to that?
You know, we actually did not look at that in our study, but I would, just on a, just from my knowledge of the literature and also just opinion, I think they're not that great of an idea. A lot of factors here, such as use of antibiotics, just looking at my list here.
Well, dogs in the house, too. You mentioned dogs in the house are actually,
yes,
a very good thing.
Yeah, so actually we were one of the first ones to show that having multiple pets in the house very much decreases your risk for being sensitized to allergens.
Mm.
And that's been shown over and over again. So it seems that, you know, close experience with dogs and cats is a good thing.
So what are you working on now, and what more do you hope to learn in this area? It's fascinating.
Well, one thing we're doing is the children that were in the study that we published, we are bringing them in now. They're about 10 years old for an extensive examination and evaluation for asthma and also overweight and other pediatric conditions to see if these associations hold out over time. We have a study where we're just analyzing it now, where we linked up with people who are involved with rescue dogs, and we measured the environment of homes before a dog was adopted into the house, and then a year later, to see how the animal actually affects the environment of the home, specifically the microbiota.
Well, thank you so much, Christine Cole Johnson. I'm going to go easy on cleaning my house. You've given me a good excuse. Thank you very much, Christine Cole Johnson, epidemiologist and chair of the public health sciences at Henry Ford Health System, joining us from Detroit.